royalty no more. Selling the Rolls Royce, moving from the castle. I'd rather be poor. Be a normal guy, just Megan and I. Shopping at the grocery store. So take this crown and shove it. I am royalty no more.
Hey, there you go. That's the latest take on the royal upheaval.
Upheaval is
palace
right.
Intrigue.
Jeez.
The queen legitimately upset. I mean, I can kind of understand.
Blindsided.
Yeah. Her, on the other hand, I can understand them too.
No, I see their side. Especially, he's trying to make his wife happy, and she's in a spotlight that she's never been in before.
And I don't think she's down with all of that royal behavior, whatever it is. But because there's really not a whole lot of other news. Well, there is other news going on, but that's a nice diversion for all of us. What would you do? It is 2 minutes after 8 o'clock. We've got a situation that needs your utmost attention, and here is Rich Withers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
All right, no severe weather today. It's going to be a windy day. Later on, the winds will be gusting 30, 35 miles per hour today and tonight. And, you know, up to 40 miles per hour tomorrow, out of even before the storms get there. So keep that in mind. A warmer day today, high 73. Risk of a few showers later on this afternoon and tonight. But no severe weather. Low tonight, 64. Tomorrow is the enhanced severe weather risk. With the Weather Service is saying widespread damaging winds are likely. In other words, there's going to be several severe thunderstorm warnings, and they're saying tomorrow you should treat a severe thunderstorm warning like a tornado warning. In other words, go to your safe place and... Was somebody talking to us? Oh, that was Siri talking to you. Go to your safe place when a severe thunderstorm warning is issued for your county tomorrow and treat it like a tornado warning and take us along. If you got our weather app, you can watch and listen to our live streaming from the Blue Water Weather Center during watches and warnings. So, keep that in mind tomorrow. The primary threat will be, for most of us, from noon on, but it will begin in the western counties, maybe as early as 10 a.m., and continuing to the early evening hours. A tornado watch will come out early, and our weather app is available by going to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. You'll have instant notifications for watches and warnings. They're saying tornadoes are likely also embedded in this line, and some tornadoes could be strong. That would be EF2 or higher. Right now this morning, east winds at 10 miles per hour. Very mild 62 degrees here at 8:05.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
All right, what do you say we do a conundrum?
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
And here it is. Only 4% of Americans are skilled at using these.
Okay.
What are these?
Only 4% of Americans... the answer in front of me here. Interesting.
I like this one.
Yeah.
Only 4%, 4 out of 100 people, know how to properly use these. So the question is, what are these?
Now, I don't know what the answer is because it's on a screen over there that I can't see.
Right.
But I'm gonna do a thing here and ask if it's this.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, you're right.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. First day.
Yeah, and great depiction of that, too.
Here's 10
great
bucks.
Great demonstration.
Go take it and get some fried cheese curds at the CBS.
I'm good. Trust me.
Anyway, any guess is worth it because you'll be in our grand prize drawing, which takes place later in the hour after our Morning Maroon segment. So 272-9228. 272-9228 is the number. I learned something new every day, and I certainly know about Kaiser Fine Furnishings. I did not know the story behind that great business. 50 years ago, Jerry and Kyle Kaiser opened their furniture store on the Wetumpka Highway that would set the standard for excellence in the Montgomery area. And they picked the right spot for it because they're beyond the 10% taxing of Montgomery, 8.25%. Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings still sets that standards, and they have whatever you need for your home, whether it's a single piece or a complete room full of furniture, living room, dining room, den, bedroom. And boy, do they have an amazing selection of accent pieces, art, entertainment centers, and a lot more. They've got it all. And check this out, 60,000 square feet of showroom, jam-packed with choices. And right now, in January, you can find a good amount of that inventory in stock at 50% off. Never going to find a better price and time to buy new furniture than right now at Kaiser Fine Furnishings, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Make it a resolution. Buy Wiser. Shop Kaiser in 2020. When you stop in, ask to say hi to Stella and let anybody on the staff know what you're interested in seeing, and they will get it going for you at Kaiser Fine Furnishings. Well, this is a nice. I didn't have to beg or plead. We have five people waiting to try this conundrum. We start with you, Chris. How are you?
Hey, Chris.
Hi, good morning. This came to me the first time you said it, and it might not be right. I was thinking chopstick.
All right, let's find out. 4% of people, only 4% know how to use chopsticks.
Yeah.
Get
me the fork, please. I always ask for the fork.
But, really?
Yeah.
Sushi?
And I mean, I didn't look that on Google. That was the first thing that came to my mind.
Wow, that's great. That's great. First caller.
Wow, okay.
I can use them.
Yes, I need to go play the lottery. I'm going to Georgia, guys. Here I go.
Oh, well, then maybe.
If you're out there, go ahead and pick some up for us.
Yeah. I'll get y'all some scratch and wins.
I haven't had a chance to buy any Alabama lottery tickets. Hang on. Let's say good morning to everybody. T-Bird, you're in the drawing coming up. Thanks for trying.
Thank you.
Carl, we appreciate it. We do have you in the drawing coming up a little bit later in the hour. Randy.
Yes.
You are in the drawing later this hour. We did get a winner of the answer. What were you going to guess?
Chopsticks.
Okay. Oh, wow. Wow, apparently universal answer here.
It popped in my mind immediately.
I thought this would be a little more challenging, but good for you, man. Thanks. And Mike, we appreciate the call. We have a winner, but you do have your name in the grand prize drawing.
That's great. I had a great answer, too.
Oh.
What was it?
Blinkers.
Blinkers? Oh, oh yeah.
I love that. Yeah, that's right. Great.
Oh, my gosh. Nothing makes me so angry. Wow.
You may not have won, Mike, but guess what?
You're brilliant.
And we mean that. Thank you, man. Blinkers, yeah.
That's,
that's especially true in the state of Florida.
When you hear me yell in my car.
Well, we already got a winner.
People either don't use them at all, or they put them on 5 miles before they're actually going to make a turn. Very frustrating.
Well, that's the other thing, yeah.
10 minutes past 8 o'clock. Stupid News is next.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A North Carolina charity has given a big donation to the family of the late Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams. Shield Republic's Hold the Line charity raised and donated over $4,200 to the Williams family. Montgomery Police Chief Ernest Finley briefed Mayor Reed's transition team on the challenges facing the department. He says most years they're losing more officers than they hire, and that his number one need is manpower. Finley says pay is a common reason officers leave the department. And a new charter school could be coming to Montgomery. Life Academy presented its proposal to the Montgomery County Board of Education last night. We expect the board will vote on the startup charter school at a special called meeting January 14th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This Friday is just like last Friday.
I was a little nervous, but I think it's going rather well, don't you?
Nobody came here because they're a fan of me. They came here because they're your fan.
Okay, well, I'm happy
to
talk to
this. So anything you
say,
they're going to go along with that. So.
Well, I think you're in. I think
well,
that's
it's true. It's true. These are Dr. Phil fans.
Oh, listen, you should read my message boards.
I've now been in 57 states.
And I just found out I'm not smarter than a fifth grader.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Today's program is sponsored by Dairy Queen, Baskin-Robbins, Cold Stone Creamery, Mrs. Fields, and Cinnabon. Ruining New Year's resolutions and destroying willpower for dozens of years.
Yeah.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
All right, here's the question that demands to be asked. How long will you stay on hold, or do you even bother?
I don't have a lot of patience.
They did a survey on people and how long they're willing to wait.
Our survey said
31% will give it 5 minutes, then they're gone. 34% will wait up to 15 minutes before they hang up, and 22% said they'll stay on the phone until hell freezes over, if that's what they need to do.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the situation that I'm calling for, the re or whatever, you know. So
it's helpful when they say, your call will be answered in 27, no, I mean, like 8 minutes. I'm going, okay, all right.
I got Goose a new cell phone for Christmas, and it was a Saturday, so I didn't have to be anywhere particularly urgently. Mm-hmm. So I needed to call Verizon and order it. And they said, well, you know, due to lots of business at this time of the year, you may have to wait a while.
High volume, call volume.
But I just put the phone on speaker and was working on some other stuff. And when somebody said hello, I took it. I think it was about 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. So I start the process, right? And I'm giving all this information out. And then the phone goes.
I've had that happen. Yeah.
That's when I got mad. That's when I got mad because I had to call back, go through another extended wait because there was a little bit of urgency to get this thing done so I could get it down to Florida. Mm-hmm. And this time I said, look, check my file, see if there aren't notes in there already because I've already been through this. And please promise me if this phone call disconnects,
you'll call back this number.
You'll call back my number. And that's what they did. Let's see. We have all kinds of human interest stuff today. When you ask somebody for their opinion on how you look, do you want the truth? How do I look?
You sure is ugly.
All right.
Well, I'm not looking, fishing for a compliment, but.
Yeah, there's two ways to do that. You know, you want to make sure you don't have, like, schmutz on your face if you're going on TV. Right. And you're right.
But should you be brutal? Oh, I think you. Like that guy, you gained some weight since 1981.
Guy that morning, he was, yeah. It started out, yeah. And I'm sure.
Yeah,
it was,
40 years ago, you were a little lighter.
It wasn't intended to be mean. It was a guy who's followed Rich for 40 years.
Oh, my God.
And says, by the way,
boy,
you're.
Sure, I've gained a lot of weight in 40 years.
Look a bit.
Just out of nowhere.
A little thicker.
And
Leon's getting larger.
Yeah. The results on this one, 63% of people say they want to hear the truth. Only 25 say they're fishing for a compliment. 12% don't know. Big difference between men's and women's answers. 18% of men are fishing for a compliment when they ask, how do I look? 32% of women. Yesterday, we talked about this at great length, and we just got, you know, more unemployment numbers, 3.5. It's really a tight job market. And in the jobs that are, I don't know that you need a college degree to manage a Taco Bell, but this made news all over CNBC and other financial sites yesterday. They're going to start testing higher salaries to see if they can get better managers for their stores. 100 grand to manage a Taco Bell.
You're kidding.
No. Right now, managers make between 50 and 80, but with the labor market tight, with low unemployment, Taco Bell's having trouble attracting good people to those salaries, so they're raising the stakes.
100K?
Wow.
No word on that, whether or not these higher salaries will raise the cost of your chalupa, or that other fast food franchises will try to compete with six-figure salaries. More interesting numbers. This from PR Newswire. If you feel like you're a walking disaster of a parent and you can't stop doing things that are definitely going to mess up your kid, this story should make you feel better, because the average parent screws up more than four times a week. That's 221 mistakes per year for a total of 4,000 screw-ups before the kid turns 18. And I had a situation. I was chatting with a therapist. I felt really bad because I had raised my voice at Janelle when something happened, and it made her cry. So I laid all of this out, and the therapist just looked at me and said, is there something called a perfect parent? You handle it right, you apologize, yada, but you don't want your kids to be afraid of you.
Right.
The survey found that the age when kids are toughest is 6. And the youngest kid in a family of more than one child is the one to be the big troublemaker.
Really? The youngest? I was the youngest. I don't think I was.
No, not you.
No, I don't think I was the troublemaker.
You were just the opposite. Not only trouble-free, but...
adorable.
And speaking of kids, the 10 most common ways that kids behave badly, we will count down the top 5 for you here.
Number 5.
Using screens when they're not supposed to. That wasn't a problem for us unless
using
it was
what? I'm sorry?
Screens. Phones.
Oh, tablets, that. Okay.
When they're supposed to be doing something else. That was number 5.
Number 4.
Drawing on the walls or floor.
Did you do that?
That's why we were never allowed to have Play-Doh. No. We got it once, and it ended up in the drapes and everywhere else. And my mother held that rule.
Number 3.
Slamming doors. Not a nice way to show that you're having a temper tantrum. Some idiot in this building lost their temper and threw the door open to the studio, and there was a big hole in the wall.
Yeah.
Number 2.
Throwing things.
He just realized.
From your smile.
Michael.
What a jackass.
I didn't say anything.
No, not you. Me. Well, I had justification.
Do you even remember what that was over?
I know who inspired it.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Oh.
Yeah. That goes back like 8-9 years. Let's finish our countdown of the top bad kitty behavior.
Number 1.
Jumping on the beds.
Well,
why is that considered?
What kid hasn't done that?
Yeah,
I mean, when kids are figuring they're fairly light, how much damage can you do on a mattress?
Yeah, I mean, if you're 41, but you're used to doing that.
This survey, by the way, was sponsored by Mr. Sandman. Jay, we gave away a $10 CV Bistro gift card. Why don't you tell everybody what they can enjoy off that amazing menu?
Some great food from the Seafood Bistro. That's all. No. 1651 Perry Hill Road is where they're located. Now, we got a football game coming up Monday night. And maybe you want to prepare for that football game.
I almost forgot about that.
Yeah, well, because none of, you know, it's an odd year.
Yeah, it is.
None of our teams are in there. Auburn or Alabama are in this one. But, yeah, if you're preparing to watch that game, you want some food with that, why not? You can do the wing thing because Seafood Bistro has wings. Why not try something different? Why not do a low country boil? Why not get the boil bag? One of their many selections of boil bags that they have from the Seafood Bistro. Go to their website. You can see everything that they have available right there. There's pictures. TheSeafoodBistro.com is the web address. Go there. You can put your order in there if you'd like to. You can also do the delivery apps on your phone to have it delivered. And or you can just go and, you know, eat at the restaurant. Why not? They open up at 11 o'clock this morning, today and every day for the Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Thank you, Jay. Down to the traffic dungeon with Skipper.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We've got moderate to heavy traffic at times on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Everybody's rolling along, though, at the speed limit, and the merge looks good downtown. No issues to report there. On the Boulevard, we are very busy. Northeast Boulevard, East Boulevard, and some congestion at the lights on the Southeast Boulevard. Wherever you are in town right now, we've still got a pretty high volume of traffic on the roads, but we have no reports of any accidents anywhere. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenum State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenum State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. The Vance Law Firm will make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You want to hear about somebody that did not quite make the cut in Morning Maroon nomination?
Okay.
This is such a weird story.
Just under the bar?
Yeah. It's from Arkansas.
Hey.
And a guy staying at one of those roadside motels, mm-hmm. you know, the old school ones with the neon sign, like the Relax Inn.
Right.
What's the other one? Oh, the Scottish Inn. I liked the other one when it was...
Ach.
What was the name of the one on 231?
Pine something. Yeah, we all know that
pine
one.
Pine Level?
Right.
Pine something. Rates by the hour?
We wanted to do a listener convention out there.
Yeah.
It's only 8 miles away, and... So we called them up to see if they would, you know, give us a rate if we could promise like 50 selling out all the rooms, and they said no thanks.
I think they've been picked up by Marriott now.
Yes, it's now known as the Relax Marquis Marriott. Anyway, a guy in Arkansas drunkenly called police to report that somebody had stolen the cheeseburger off his nightstand at this motel overnight. The cops show up. I mean, they got to answer the call. The other person in the room swears they didn't do it. Are you really that dumb?
You're going to have to fill out a report.
Yeah, we have a missing cheeseburger here. And I don't know if it didn't occur to the guy that called the cops. Hey, there was somebody else in there. They're probably drunk, too. Maybe they stole your food. So if you think that's dumb...
Yeah, that's a maroon right there.
The worst is yet to come.
Okay.
At 8:25 on News Talk 93.1 FM, if you ever find yourself showing up in one of Skipper's traffic reports, nobody wants that to happen for you. None of us, and certainly not Donnie or Brandon Turner at Montgomery Paint and Body. They know what you're going to be dealing with. Saw one behind our building yesterday. 4 cars involved. None of them were damaged, but all of them are going to need repair. Mm-hmm. And the smart ones in that group will, after they get the police report, call their insurance adjusters, will take their cars to Montgomery Paint and Body. Because, and I say this in all seriousness, more bang for your buck, their thoroughness in the process of assessing the damage and repairing the car is second to none. It's a standard they established 3.5 decades ago and have stuck by when others might have been overlooking some steps in the repair process to their own financial benefit. It's not in the Turner family DNA to do business that way, so you're going to get a straight... And by the way, once they have finished your car, be ready for that moment. It's like Clark Griswold seeing the perfect Christmas tree. your car's almost unrecognizably good looking. At MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27 Rec with AW. 826.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here, I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Few days off, first the weekend's here and the next is gone. Sometimes you spend all day at work staring at the clock until it hurts. There's a world outside of that office door where your boss won't haunt you anymore. Getting through the week is such a bore. Why are the weekends oh so short? I'm done, I cannot wait. I really need to take a break. The weekend starts for me today.
Rich Thomas department item, but it does happen in the sky, which is your turf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Last year, there was a 76% jump in UFO sightings. Have either of you ever seen something that...
No, I've never seen a UFO, and but I'm kind of interested. I read all the stories. I'm sure. Kind of interested in, you know, on the ones, especially the ones that are really unexplainable.
Yeah.
You know? From credible people like pilots. Yeah. Astronauts.
I think what's come out is that a lot of them are top secret. I mean,
could be.
There's a. I don't think it's any coincidence that Roswell, 1947, mm-hmm. after World War II. What happened after World War II? We brought all those Nazi scientists to work for us, and they were developing aircraft that were really years and decades ahead of their time, and. Maybe one of those.
And they were trying to cover it up.
Yeah.
It's a weather balloon.
You had the Cold War. You didn't want Russia to get it. We already had people inside our country handing Russia secrets like those despicable Rosenbergs. And, mm-hmm. Who was that clown? Klaus Fuchs that spilled the beans on the Manhattan Project.
Right.
That's why when Harry Truman told Stalin about the bomb, Stalin already knew.
Yep. He didn't even say much.
And we still have people like that in this country today. Here's the total. There were 3,395 sightings in 2018, almost 6,000 last year. So the National UFO Reporting Center categorized these jumps. Not clear why. They think that because Jupiter and Venus were more visible to Earth last year than usual, they stand out in the sky. That could be one explanation. Another is that SpaceX launched 180 satellites last year. People could have seen those. California had the most sightings with 485 total.
Yeah, but didn't we just have a rash of Navy pilots?
With video of those discs right over the top of the water.
Yep.
But again, I think that's a technology that could have been created on Earth and maybe somebody's toying with it and not telling us. I saw one thing once that I was still living in Chicago at my own place, 15 stories up in an apartment building. And I had windows all the way across. It was a beautiful view. And all of a sudden, this streak of light crossed from south to north at warp speed, and it was thick.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like any other, it wasn't a reflection, nothing I'd ever seen. So I decided to call the police to see if
anybody else
had called about seeing this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's your address there, Sonny? And blah, blah, blah. I said, well, I don't need a police officer. I'm just asking.
I'm just wondering if you got other calls. Yeah.
Well, guess what? About 15 minutes later, one of Chicago's finest, the older guy with gin blossoms, I guess they saved him for these kinds of police calls. Yeah, we got a guy that says he saw something streak across the sky. It was almost comical because he just fit that stereotype, right. You know?
We'll send Agent 12.
And whenever you call about something like this, you want to make sure that they understand that you're not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he believed me or not.
Could that have been a meteor streak? No?
That's ultimately what I thought, because it was going way too fast. But it was bright.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't recall. Of course, that was before the internet, so if it hit somewhere, I didn't know about it. 8:32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. Today, windy with a chance of some showers later on this afternoon and tonight. Nothing severe. Today's high 73. Tonight's low 64. The winds could gust 30 to 35 miles per hour. And tomorrow, the winds outside of thunderstorm areas could be gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. So not even part of the storm. So a few final thoughts this morning. We've been talking about the severe weather. Let me just drive home a couple of quickie things here. Treat all severe thunderstorm warnings tomorrow like a tornado warning, because it's going to be a widespread damaging wind event. So and the severe thunderstorm warning could be upgraded to a tornado warning. So just go ahead and go to your safe place when there's a severe thunderstorm warning for your county tomorrow. That's one point. The other one is, have you got any helmets around the house? Bicycle helmets, football helmets. Wear them in your safe place, you know, because a lot of people who have been injured or died in a tornado or a severe weather event had head injuries, all right? And one more thing, always wear shoes. In fact, when a tornado watch comes out tomorrow, just put your shoes on, okay? Because you don't want to be barefoot in a damaged situation. All right, so there's my tips. Plus, get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. If you don't already have it, go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. It will instantly alert you to a watcher warning for your area. Plus, you'll be able to watch and hear our live streaming in your safe place tomorrow during our coverage. And let's hope it's a low-end event, but it sure does. It sure has my attention. All right, so there you go. Right now this morning, 62 degrees here at 8:35.
National Weather Service in Birmingham put out a thing about pet safety, and you know, you hear these heartbreaking stories, tornado hits, and before you're worried about what stuff you may have lost or been damaged, where are your pets? And they should always be part of the preparation.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And that tornado safety tip is on my Facebook page. You might want to take a minute. I think it's all good. And also, make sure that any important documents, things that would be very difficult to replace,
right,
are in something that will not be blown into the sky or opened easily in high wind.
If you live in a manufactured home, listen, I'm not beating up on thousands and thousands of people do. You might want to consider going to visit a friend in a more substantial structure tomorrow during a tornado watch situation. Or, some counties will have the shelters open. I know Elmore County does that. Consider that, too.
I have a friend that comes up to Baumhauer's on Wednesday night once in a while. When I first met him, he says, I live in a tornado magnet. I said, what is that?
Yeah,
says
mobile home.
Yeah. But, man, the ones they produce now, they're really nice.
We have to be, they're better than ever before as far as safety. But you have to be PC these days. We call them manufactured homes.
Oh, manufactured homes, okay. I was looking at somebody's Facebook page. One of my former fiancés, never married, her fiancé.
I got you.
Is now living in a manufactured home in Hollywood, Florida. Cost $120,000.
You're kidding.
kidding me?
For a conventionally sized... That's how it is down there. That's how crazy it is.
Whoa.
For that, you can buy a really nice house like mine. Call Eddie Bader, and he'll get you squared away. 836.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have two new accidents to tell you about. One is on Taylor Road at Atlanta Crossing. This is going to be in the right-hand lane as you approach Vaughn Road, so watch out for it there. A second accident, Chantilly Parkway at Home Depot. Watch out for emergency vehicles making runs to both of these accidents. We still are congested on the Northeast Boulevard from the Wetumpka Highway to Ware's Ferry. Congestion on East Boulevard at I-85. I-65 and 85 are running the speed limit through downtown Montgomery, but we've got mostly moderate to heavy traffic at times on both interstates. Use caution and drive carefully this morning. Keep that pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They've got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is our first regular work week Friday since December 20th, and I've been figuring, what's missing today? It's Don Duncan and Mitch.
Oh, yeah.
You know, almost any other year, we'd have a game coming up Monday. We'd be doing a predict-a-thon.
I mean, we do have a game, but not one,
involving the state of Alabama.
Yeah. Well, so who's going to win that game? What do you think?
LSU's going to win.
LSU, and, you know, they should.
Probably.
After seeing Clemson's performance in the playoffs,
LSU beat who? Ohio State?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. They suck, so, okay.
But, yeah, no, LSU's winning this game.
8:38 is the time. Of course, Don Duncan's not only brought us tons of extra fun and interest in the regular college football season, but they're there for you in your car. And these are the folks you want to deal with because not only do they play it straight, have talented, state-of-the-art master technicians, great product lines when it comes to tires, they get wholesale prices, they don't use any middlemen, Don now gets them straight from the manufacturer, and they always quote a price that includes installation. One of the reasons people let their cars get into a state of disrepair is, I can't find the time, I can't get somebody to pick me up, blah, blah, blah. They'll do that for you. They take away all your excuses. Now, if you work downtown, drop your car off at 408 Madison, ask for a ride to wherever it is you work, and they'll take you there, and then they'll get you back with your car later. You don't have to inconvenience anybody, any friends. Just get it done. It's important. I mentioned the wholesale pricing on tires. They have an overstock right now on Goodyear and Kelly, so you can save even more. As I mentioned, downtown at 408 Madison on Bell Road, just north of Vaughn and Don Duncan, now in Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. 839.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery Police Chief Ernest Finley briefed Mayor Reed's transition team on the challenges facing the department. He says most years they're losing more officers than they hire, and that his number one need is manpower. Finley says pay is a common reason officers leave the department. A North Carolina charity has given a big donation to the family of the late Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams. Shield Republic's Hold the Line charity raised and donated over $4,200 to the Williams family. And a new charter school could be coming to Montgomery. Life Academy presented its proposal to the Montgomery County Board of Education last night. We expect the board will vote on the startup charter school at a special called meeting January 14th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. I know there are a lot of different name brands out there. So if someone needs a system serviced or repaired, does it matter what brand it is?
Not at all. At United, our service techs are trained to service and repair all brands.
What if it was installed by another company?
It doesn't matter. United's service team is here for you 24/7, and we service thousands of families here in the River Region.
Don't waste your time with another company when United will give you prompt service at a fair price with 100% satisfaction guaranteed by trained technicians.
Sign up for our
affordable yearly maintenance plan to help avoid a major repair with a major cost and get 15% off any service repair throughout the year.
United Service Team is on standby and here for you. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It is 844 News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Before we bring our morning maroons today, it's a Girls Gone Wild festival.
Oh,
yeah, something in the water, women going crazy. But first, we have a call from Smokin' Otis.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning.
How are you?
I'll make it real quick, Greg. I just wanted to call up and tell you how much I enjoyed your article in the Boom magazine this time around.
Thank you. I've actually had some pretty good feedback.
I haven't read it yet.
It's called Funny Farm.
No, it's really, really enjoyable reading, I'll tell you.
In fact, I don't know if listener Karen, if Karen is listening, but I loved your note yesterday, and thank you, and I'm, of course, the whole thing wasn't to make fun of the Medicaid. These advances are great. They're helping people. Mm-hmm. It's the way they picture those who they're targeting with the ads. Right, Otis?
Indeed.
Oh, you make fun of the commercials.
The little pink bladder kills me.
Yeah, I know. I never thought about walking hand in glam with my bladder until I saw the commercial for Mibetrix.
You probably mentioned the songs they're bringing back, right?
Yes,
from
I
the
did.
60s? Yeah.
Yes. Ozempic. Oh, my goodness to me. Well, thank you.
Anyway,
Otis,
Greg, I just want to let y'all know that, man. Really enjoyed it. I urge everyone to go get them a copy of it and read that.
Thank you, man. Or you can look it up online at riverregionboom.com. And you don't have to be a boomer, okay, to really enjoy it. Thank you, Jay, for noticing that.
I got you.
You are...
I got you.
A boomer. No, I got it.
840.
I got you, boomer.
Let's get former Secretary of State and big-time Iranian sympathizer, Jean Kadeh.
In America, you have a right
to be stupid.
Can't wait to see him in jail. Yeah, it is that time. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. And not only is this a Girls Gone Wild all-female group of nominees, guess what state they're all from?
Well, it's got to be Florida.
You are absolutely correct, Rich. First one was sent in by listener Mikey V. A Florida woman tried to tinkle on a police officer while being arrested last week for a domestic violence incident and was hit with an additional charge while in custody for allegedly running over a man months ago. 20-year-old Serena, and bringing shame to a beautiful name like Serena is bad enough, arrested on the 1st after getting into a fight with her sister-in-law during a New Year's party. She was struck, allegedly drunk, and trying to drive away with her six-month-old baby. The sister-in-law tried to stop her, didn't want her driving drunk with her baby, so her sister-in-law is trying to do the right thing.
Right.
Serena bit her, and so she's facing charges for that.
Oh, so it's not just to pee on the cop, it's a bite.
Oh, no. That's, see, when you have a situation like that, that's how you really calm it down.
Right.
Yeah. Pee on the police officer who's come to your house. Nominee number one. All right, now, from Fort Pierce, or Port Pierce.
Oh, we're still in Florida.
All of these are in Florida.
Wow.
We have a 46-year-old woman who was pulled over by police. Her name is yet to be released. The officer smelled weed coming from the car. She told him it was because she had a medical marijuana card, and she pointed to a hooded sweatshirt in the car where he could find it. But when he picked up the sweatshirt, a crack pipe fell out.
Whoops.
The cops searched her car and found half a dozen crack rocks under one of the seats. Uh-huh. And she did not have a medical crack cocaine card.
It was probably in the other sweatshirt.
Where's the medical?
It doesn't exist.
There's medicinal crack?
Yeah. I mean, I never did this stuff. I have heard from others who did how addicting it is and how expensive, and it'll wipe out any money you have very quickly. It's amazing, though, with that level of expense, how they always have rocks lying around when they're so expensive. And then finally, we have Joanne McCauter, a 59-year-old woman from Florida. What city? They didn't give a city in this. Where's the who, what, where, and why in this? Doesn't say what town. Arrested and charged with battery on a person 65 or older after her landlord came to collect rent, which was past due. She threw a bucket of feces at him. No accident. The contents, no word on how she managed to accumulate a bucket of toilet water. I would assume maybe her toilet wasn't working and she was using a bucket. I don't know. This would be, again, too ridiculous to believe it, not for the fact that it took place there. So she was arrested and charged with assault on a person 65 or older. That's one of the benefits of turning 65, kids. Anybody hurt you, they get worse punishment. So who's the dumbest of the dumb in that?
Well,
all Florida female group.
I think because of the multiple offenses, the pee on the cop and then bite
the sister.
Number one, I don't know.
Jay,
you have a preference?
I'm going with the it's just
the feces one.
Peeing on the cop.
When the police officer, you want to try and defuse it. You know you're in trouble, so why not limit the amount of damage?
First off, I've never had the anger or the need of retaliation so much that a thought comes into my head, I'm going to pee on that.
Yeah.
Well, I think alcohol could be a factor here, too.
There very likely is. I'm going to give the girl with the medical...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the marijuana card.
Sorry about the crack pipe there.
Yeah, officer. The medical and the medicinal crack.
You had the best line. I left it in my other sweatshirt.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
How about a hand for Rich? And now this.
January is National Eye Care Month, so run around with a sharp pointy stick. Give them something to do.
Nah, you don't need to do that, but you do want 2020 vision in 2020, and that's what Montgomery Eye is
like
out to.
That.
Yeah,
that's really good.
You get it for the whole year.
You get it for the rest of your life if you get LASIK, if you're eligible for it. It's a procedure that they continue to refine and improve with virtually no downtime. And everybody I know who's had LASIK, like Joey, said the toughest part about it, because you can see immediately in this amazing experience where you've been relying on glasses, magnifying glass, whatever, to read, to do the basics, all of a sudden everything comes into crystal clear focus without assistance, but you still go and reach for your glasses. It's kind of a hard habit to break, as Chicago once said. But you have to find out if you are eligible for LASIK, because not all vision issues can be cured with a LASIK procedure. It doesn't cost you a penny, and there's no obligation to do it. But do call 271-3804 and make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor. This is a group that's now past the 75-year mark in terms of practice, and they have the most experienced people right here in town, year-round. There's no better place to have all your family's vision issues addressed than Montgomery Eye. Right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. Go to onlinemep.com or again call 271-3804. It's our final traffic. Grandpa's joined next.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have two new accidents to tell you about. One is on Taylor Road at Atlanta Crossing. This is going to be in the right-hand lane as you approach Vaughan Road, so watch out for it there. A second accident, Chantilly Parkway at Home Depot. Watch out for emergency vehicles making runs to both of these accidents. We still are congested on the Northeast Boulevard from the Wetumpka Highway to Ware's Ferry. Congestion on East Boulevard at I-85. I-65 and 85 are running the speed limit through downtown Montgomery, but we've got mostly moderate to heavy traffic at times on both interstates. Use caution and drive carefully this morning. Keep that pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They've got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions and the Vance Law Firm has answers. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Heavy Wrench has everything you need to get the job done. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best in low-hour Cat machines. Articulated trucks, dozers, wheel loaders, excavators, and more. Renting from Thompson Tractor is a seamless process. We deliver the equipment you need and the support you expect, with best-in-class technology options such as Cat payload monitoring and grade assist technology to finish your job on time and under budget. So let Thompson help you increase profits and reduce downtime the way they've been doing since 1957. Thompson Heavy Rents. Just like you, we have what it takes. For short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options, visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense, Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Prince Harry doesn't want to be a prince. Just wants to be a normal guy with a family. Meghan and Harry want to quit and giving up their crowns, wardrobe and jewelry. So no more private jets, servants' houses with 11 bathrooms, limos, ball gowns, polo and the crown jewels. They don't care. I bet Meghan pissed off the Queen, and now Prince Harry will get a job and move out to the suburbs. Happy just with Meghan, cause he loves her, doesn't care. He's gotta wash his own underwear. They don't wanna be royal. Say it isn't worth the box. Being royalty kind of sucks. And so they're gonna give it up. Harry will drive an
to stay tuned to News Talk 93.1 FM because
Joey,
we'll have updates on Meghan and Charlie.
No! Okay. That's your focus today?
No!
Was that an important call, Jay?
No, they were asking if we'd done the drawing yet.
No, we're going to do it now.
Yeah.
Did you see the that they're now saying Oprah gave them the advice?
Oprah.
And she said, no, there.
The only advice you want from the Oprah monster is this.
Isn't a poop so freeing?
And that's it. Drop the kids off at the pool and move on with your life. All right, our first prize drawing is?
The Pizza Place from Eddie Bader.
Oh, and by the way, we're having a listener gathering there. Tuesday night, 6 to 7, free pizza. Come and join us. And the winning number for a $25 gift certificate is?
For number 37.
37.
Number 37, I don't scroll too far, Tommy B.
Good God. Glad you won, man. And again, this afternoon, if you'd like to reserve a spot at that gathering we're having at the pizza place, talk to Rosie at 272-9228. Up next, the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. A complete service on your vehicle. The car vacuumed out when it's done.
Number 31.
I don't scroll far back for that one either, since I was already at 37.
Same neighborhood.
31 is Captain John.
Captain John, you have just won a great prize, complete service on your vehicle from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. And our grand prize is a Clark's Club membership. This is worth $159, and as I learned the hard way this past year, it can be worth a lot more than that in the savings they can deliver to your heating and AC. Plus, you're guaranteed priority service of $159 value, and the winning number is?
I keep picking these higher numbers. 46.
46.
Isn't today, right?
It is. In fact, it is a double winner. He won today already.
Oh.
And it is our winner of the, he guessed the chopsticks.
The chopsticks.
Oh,
yeah.
It's Chris V.
Chris V.
Hey, remember what he said on the phone call? He said, I